This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
You can't see my eyes unless my head is bent. You dig?
What's up, Mamaholics? Thank you for tuning in to my mom's favorite podcast right here on the HMB Radio Network. I'm James Bailey. Maybe you've heard of me directly from this podcast and absolutely nothing else whatsoever. Mamaholics, how are we doing today? Thanks for tuning in as always. I loves and appreciates you. Today, you're getting a little solo ep. It's just me. So the good news is, it's going to be a little bit shorter than my normal episodes. Because I'm not going to make y'all sit and listen to my voice for more than like 45 minutes, an hour. Tops. Promise. And then I'm done. Donezo. Gone. Today is a solo, though, because, and this also has to do with why you're listening to Ballin' by Jim Jones from Dipset, is because, Mamaholics, I was ballin' today. Played basketball for my day job. Has a little league going on right now. A little intramural play. A little tourney, quick little tourney, 3-on-3, intergender. It was great stuff. Actually, it wasn't great. I played like shit. I haven't played basketball in so long. I used to play all the time when I lived up north. I used to play 3, 4, 5 times a week. I know what you guys are saying. James, you overindulgent, self-indulgent piece of shit. Quit talking about how great you used to be. We get it. We miss the good years. You guys are getting the good years, because I'm not a filthy alcoholic, so I can actually remember things, be on time for stuff, I'm dependable-ish, so that's good. I mean, I give you guys content every week, good or bad, you get it, so, you know, take it for what it is. But yeah, so I was doing that, I'm a little beat up, but you know what, I have my Monster Energy, and I have a new strain of weed called Mob Boss. To pure sativa. Last night it worked very well. Very, very well. So tonight, hopefully, it'll work just as well. I gotta quit trying to say, I'm just noticing I'm saying that a lot when I'm trying to like fill space because it's just me. I don't want to start saying like either, though. It's gonna be a difficult job. But, Mamaholics, are you ready for this? I prepared. What? I know what you're thinking, but I did. I actually prepared. And I have a little list of things I wanted to talk about, because, let me pull this back up here, I gotta move this further, sorry about, put my phone too close to the equipment, there's some stuff I want to talk about, because when you guys get this, the last presidential debate would have been last week, but for me, it was last night. And I missed some of it because I had some people pop in and out real quick, so I missed part of it. And then I had to go pick up my daughter for, like, the last little bit. But what I saw, man, what I saw was while they both interrupted, she seemed to be way more aggressive than last. And this, again, this is just what I saw. I did miss some of it. She seemed to be, Hillary seemed to be more aggressive than Trump this time. And it looked like in this one, she lost her cool a little bit. They both had good jabs, both had good points, and they both sounded like idiots at some point, too. But it's all bullshit. And so I'm not going to talk about that. I've talked about that at length. You guys know what my feelings are about these two. What I want to talk about, though, is Tom Brokaw. I'm trying to think of how I heard him. I think it was like I was listening to news radio or something. But Tom Brokaw said, what if Trump loses? Who's going to rebuild the Republican Party 4 years from now? And my thought process was, okay, what if he was so fucking, so sexist and racist and misogynist and homophobic and Islamophobic and blah, 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 blah. He's all those things. And he went so far off the reservation that what if Republicans are just like, we need to go the other way. because we're a nation of knee-jerk reactions. That's what we do. Almost everything, everybody, it's a knee-jerk reaction. So what if the Republicans have a knee-jerk reaction? Could we possibly see our first socially liberal Republican candidate? Like a candidate who, you know, really is only conservative in like a fiscal sense. And everything else, he's pretty liberal. Because they gotta do something different. Like, they just really, I don't know who they thought they were going to be able to put up. Ted Cruz, no personality. Everybody else has kind of fell apart. I don't know, Ben Carson? He lied about being a sociopath. Who does that? You're lying wrong. He talked about beating people with bricks and stabbing people, and then a bunch of people that grew up with him were like, yeah, none of that sounds accurate. None of that happened. Like, he was a mild-mannered person. Like, that's not how you lie, bro. You don't lie yourself worse when you're running for office. I just didn't get that maneuver. And a lie that was so easily fact-checked. So, and what if he wins? Can they put up another candidate? Because it's obvious that the Republican Party is not a big fan of Donald Trump. So next year, like, do they have to put up the president? Can they bring in? Let me see. I don't know how I would even Google that. Can the president's party? Let's see if we can do this. Can the president's party put up a different, I don't know if this is going to work, candidate for re-elect? Because, I mean, think about it. As much as they've hated him and his own party has talked shit about him, what if he does win? And so in 4 years from now, what if they decide, like, yo, we can't let this happen. So they grab somebody Ted Cruz. He's so bad. But what if they grab somebody that's like, hey, here's somebody that, you know, they're younger, they don't have such a shitty reputation, they're not a horrible person. We're going to put him up on the Republican. Oh, here we go. It did come up right away. I don't know why I said it like that. Like, oh. Has anyone from a president's own party ever run against a sitting president? Oh, wow. Google figured out my dumbass computer nerd became. Okay. Oh, that's the bio of the guy. There was even a local Palo Alto Republican, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I don't know if it's really going to. Is it going to answer my fucking question? Theodore Roosevelt's assassination. A featherless biped. What the fuck does that mean? I don't think so. It doesn't look like it's actually going to. Oh, wait, here we go. In 1912, Roosevelt decided that he should come out of retirement. He aggressively pursued the Republican nomination, but the party preferred to keep Taft on the ticket, so it was a pretty awkward experience for everyone. Roosevelt decided to run as a third-party progressive candidate after failing to win the Republican nomination. Okay. So I don't know if that actually. You know what? I don't want to, like, bore you guys with me reading the internet to you, so we'll just pretend that it doesn't really happen, but it possibly could. Because it. So I guess, yeah, so because they're saying if they're Republican, so they can do it. They don't have to give him the nomination. But the party, like, they do it now by, I don't know. It just seems like if he could still be pretty popular. He could decide to run. He could decide to run as a third party or something. I doubt the Libertarian ticket would put him on. He could run with the Green Party. Jill Stein will be his running mate. That would be the most ridiculous shit ever. But so, like, I mean, everybody, we've all been pretty much talking, all comedians, all pundits, all dorks at your fucking office who watch news, any idiot that thinks has his opinion, because it's been by far the most polarizing election ever. Like, I've never seen, I mean, and I've seen some fairly dirty elections or whatever, nothing, I mean, like, well, Ross Perot did say that. What did he say? I think he had, Republican Party, maybe? I don't know, but basically he accused one of the big parties of kidnapping like his daughter or his granddaughter, and like that's why he dropped out back in the 90s, and because he had a pretty good head of steam. A lot of people forget that. Well, a lot of people that are my age, because we're just like the little weird guy with the big ears. He was like 5'2". But he had a pretty good head of steam. And supposedly his like daughter, granddaughter or something was kidnapped. I'm not going to Google it again. We're not going to turn this into 45 minutes, an hour of me Googling shit. So that'd be weird. So like in 4 years, so if he wins in 4 years, the Republican Party obviously hates him. Unless he does just such a horrible fucking job that there's like that he loses, because right now he could do a pretty awful job and most of his supporters would still just be okay with it because they're batshit. He has formed a cult, but then again, so is Hillary, because her supporters are just as fucking loopy. And what if she's like, I don't think she has a good temperament, and so I'm wondering like in. She's probably going to win because overall in the debates, I mean, if you're scoring it like a UFC fighter, a boxing match or something, it's probably like 10-8, 10-9, 10, you know, and maybe 10-10, 9-9, something like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's probably going to win on points. But she's just not the best candidate, I don't think. I don't think he is either. I still like Gary Johnson, but Gary Johnson couldn't get in the debate, so I doubt that he's going to carry much weight. God damn it. I keep going, I'm high and I'm like running out of breath and I don't know why. I'm not taking good breath breaks. I don't want to breathe like heavy into the mic. So I'm just holding it, rambling way too quick. I think I'm still kind of out of breath from playing basketball. It's been like an hour since we stopped and we only played for like 20, 30 minutes. I used to play so fucking long hours, hot sun, fucking like get sunburns from it. Didn't care, blisters on my feet, calluses. Like, oh, I used to play for hours down by the beach in Clearwater for when I was like 21. But I would play like that. That was once a week. And then when I moved back home, that's when we would play. Fuck. Because my buddy Wes was Wes Barlow, big shout out, Wisconsin, was one of the best basketball players I've ever seen, like, and I've ever personally known in real life. That. And he's, you know, obviously I can still talk to him, so he's not in the NBA. But and he always wanted to play because he was good. So we would play, you know, 4, 5, 6 times a week, taking one day off here and there. And I'm keep catching myself almost saying, and you guys just might have to deal with it. I can't focus on when to breathe. I just did it again. I'm like winding myself. I don't know why. Am I that really bad out of shape? This could be like a serious health issue. You guys might hear me die. If nothing else, it might be worth it to finish listening to the podcast just to be like, yo, I heard a fucking chubby brown dude die on a podcast. Like I'm saying it now, if I die and Will, you're listening to this and like pre-edit or something, still put this out. Like still publish. I don't care if I die or not. Unless like I die crying, shitting myself, then don't put it out. See what it sounds like first. God damn it. It's like the episode of How I Met Your Mother, where Robin, she's the talk show host for, but it's like late night, 1:30 in the morning it starts or something, like 10:30, something like that. And she keeps going, but, and so they make a drinking game out of it, and they just start taking shots. If you don't, you know what, How I Met Your Mother, yeah, it's kind of corny. Not all of them are perfect episodes, but a lot of them are really fun. And so, you know, give it a shot. Plus, Neil Patrick Harris is a fucking pimp in that show. Oh, fantastic. Such, like, he makes the show. When he is not featured or spends a lot of time in the episode, those are the ones where you're like, I can take it or leave it. Okay, but back to Donald Trump. So, been all over the board with this one so far. So let's see if we can, like, tighten up the ship a little bit. If Donald Trump wins, as much as his own party has been going against him, you got to imagine it'd be a real possibility of them putting a different candidate up in 4 years. But if he doesn't do a horrible job, because his supporters really are a cult, if he doesn't do just a shit poor job, like people would have to die buildings collapse, jobs lost, you know, forest fires, cities explode. Like, shit would have to go way off the hinges. I don't know if we'll make it that far, though. If he becomes president, him and Putin might try to take over the fucking world. That's something else we'll talk about in a little bit. Fucking World War III, Jesus. Like, so could the Republican Party put up somebody else? How many of their own party would they lose that do support him? And God forbid he does a good job. Even a mediocre job. Like, if he does a not horrible job, there are people who didn't vote for him who would be willing to vote for him in 4 years, I think. And like, he has to do a horrible job so people want to reverse ship. Otherwise, he could win again. And like I said, man, if he teams up with Putin, they're both fucking insane, power-hungry, ego-driven bastards. Take over the world and just be one gigantic communist nation under fucking a red flag. That was the last of the monster, folks. Maybe that's why I drink those things so quick. I should slow down a little bit. Probably wouldn't get my heart pumping. I can't go down anymore. Just kidding. That's not it. So, would they do that? And, better yet, so, what if he loses? We'll stick with if he wins. So if they win, they put up a different candidate. And again, do they put up somebody who now is as liberal as you can get and still even be remotely considered a Republican? Just to go so far off of Donald, to get so far away from what has got to be the greatest black eye to the Republican Party ever. Ever. I mean, and the Democrats aren't any better in this year. Because Hillary's fans are the same way. They're like a cult. She didn't get indicted, so she must be innocent. No. Like, that was the weirdest thing I think that I've ever seen. Well, I don't know, I just read an article today that a judge gave a dad, like, 60 days. No. Yeah, like, 60 days, but, like, time served, so he wasn't even going to do the full 60 for, like, raping his 12-year-old daughter. Ah. Uh-oh. Hold on, Mamaholics. We're about to have some technical difficulties. I'm going to try to save you from any explosions. Hold on. All right. Sorry about that, Mamaholics. My computer's screaming blank, and if it goes blank, it's going to start acting all kinds of screwy with the sound and whatnot. So I had to put you on pause and get it going back. And my computer sucks. Want to get a new one here soon. All right. So I just shit on the Republican Party for like 15 minutes. It's 12 minutes. So now the Democratic Party is not much better. Not this year. It's very obvious that, you know, Hillary Clinton lies, cheats, takes donations from people she shouldn't, you know, misappropriates money. Like, it's all right there. It's all in the open. But her fans, it's nope, blind eye. It's just as bad as the Donald's fan when it comes to, like, his shady business dealings, his shady school, his shady pussy-grabbing incidents. Oh, grab him by the puss. I'm sorry. Grab him by the puss. Yep, that's Donald Trump's new name. That's going in the description for this episode when I put it up. Mr. Old Grab him by the puss. Mr. Grab him by the puss is no better than old fucking saddlebag face. I don't know. That one wasn't as good as the other one. This is fun stuff. I'll get better at these eventually, I promise, Mamaholics. Not just her crimes, but the whole Democratic Party. Like, that's one of the other crazy things, too, is that it very obviously it came out, there were leaked emails, there was evidence, the Democratic Party worked against the wants and desires of their own constituents to put Hillary rather than Bernie on the ballot. You got to imagine that's only because she's easier to pull the strings on. You give her some money. That's how you pull Hillary's strings. Everybody knows it. This isn't a secret. That's what the Clinton Foundation is. It helps people, and it helps her funnel money. Bottom line. And so her strings are easier to pull. She'll do what they want. Bernie is a bit more of a wild card. He's 100 years old. He's a democratic socialist, whatever the fuck that means, social, whatever you want to call it. Hopefully, you know, he chose to play along and be a good sport, and hopefully that'll pay off for America, and he'll still be able to get some of his good ideas pushed through. Hopefully she doesn't just cut him off at the head after like 6 months in office. So in 4 years then, because she was able to beat, you know, Donald Trump, because in contrast, that's what a lot of her looking good is in contrast to how off the fucking wall he looks. So in 4 years, the Republican Party goes out and gets super calm, super collected, super, like, accepting and tolerant, just very fiscally responsible, measured, and he's going to fucking destroy her. Plus, I don't think she'll do a good job. I think it's going to be a shady-ass presidency, to say the least. As much good as Bill did, and I'm a huge Bill Clinton fan, I think anybody who knows me knows that. I don't know why. He was just such a cool president. Like, there's still a thing to be said. He could still be our first black president. Like, saxophone playing, high five giving, philandering, fried chicken eating, just cool southern laid back motherfucker. That's Bill. I would like to drink a beer and smoke a joint with Bill Clinton. That would be fun times. But yeah, so I don't think she's going to do good. I think it's going to be a come on, stupid shit. Use the fucking words. Scandal-ridden presidency. So again, we're at the same point. Pretty much no matter what, you got to think that you're going to see that way right-wing Republican. Or I'm sorry, left-wing Republican. So you're seeing that liberal Republican. That's got to be their only... And it's like I said, it's such a knee-jerk society, knee-jerk country we're in. That's, you know, that's what I think that's what's going to happen. So I'm calling it now. If anybody cares to remember me in 4 years, if I'm still around, I probably won't remember this either. But yeah, so like in 4 years, I think that's what we'll see. I don't think Hillary, I think her party will still back her up. Unless she really goes off the reservation, really says some wild shit, or, you know, just takes like a huge broad, like it would have to be something bad for the party to turn on Hillary. They're the progressive party. They put up the first black candidate who did get the presidency. Even though I truly believe if Colin Powell would have run under the Republican banner all those years ago, he could have been it. But, you know, Democrats put up Barack Obama, so first black president Democrat, first female president Democrat. They could have got first Jewish president. Whatever. It's cool. I would have been cool with the Jewish president. I'm cool with the female president, too, just not Hillary. If Jill Stein were a Democrat, I'd vote for her. Or if she had any, you know, if she had been able to get more support. Well, even though she's, what is it? One of her, is it about the flu shots? She had one thing that I was just like, what is wrong with this woman? No wonder she is so, I mean, Bernie, I don't know, maybe Bernie saw, like, even if he would have jumped on that ticket, there's no way. You got to think. Okay, so here's another question then. Usually after a failed presidential bid, whoever it is kind of fades off into the background. Doesn't necessarily disappear, but at least from, you know, general public spotlight. Al Gore still did talks and everything, and people that wanted to hear Al Gore speak still could see him. John McCain, Kerry, Dukakis. Yeah, Dukakis back way back in the day. Quayle. I'm trying to think of like all the people that have recently lost the presidential race. But, you know, generally, for the public eye, for the general, you know, general roustabout. What a great word, roustabout. That and huzzah. I would really love for roustabout and huzzah to make comebacks. But for the general person, these people all just kind of fell off the map. You know, they were still the butt of jokes on Saturday Night Live or Mad TV. But they just kind of disappeared. What if that could be Donald Trump? Fingers crossed. What if he loses and then just fades away? Like, the only way to see him is to watch Apprentice reruns. He just becomes an easy punchline for comedians for like 3 years and then just gone. Wouldn't that be amazing? Oh, it would all be worth it. No matter how bad her presidency is. No, well, all right, let me not say that. because she starts a fucking war or something. I don't know. I think she. See, I don't want to say, like, I hate the people that are like, oh, well, she's a woman, she's going to get her period and flip out and bomb. So she's, no, all right, fucking don't be ridiculous. Everybody gets in bad moods, nobody's fucking bombed anybody because of a bad mood or a fucking upset stomach or cramps. Just calm the fuck down with that. I just don't see it. I don't see her in the right temperament. I see her getting bitchy, cocky, overconfident with, like, foreign people. It's like, she's going to start feeling superior to somebody, going to get smug with somebody. Putin, man, she said that Putin just wanted a puppet and Trump was the perfect puppet. No, you're a puppet. Such a great comeback. Next, he's going to say your mom's a puppet. But Putin's like kind of gangster and he's not acting like most modern day presidents, leaders. I mean, can he be considered a president? Do they hold elections? Does it matter if they hold him? He's just like a dictator. Let's just call it what it is, a dictator. And like, he's just so aggressive with it. He just took over because part of Yugoslavia just rolled up with tanks and were like, this is ours now. And they're like, okay, here you go. Never fired a bullet. Took over part of a country. What if he just keeps doing that? Who's going to stop him? We're going to go to war with him? We're not going to do it. That could start a nuclear war. But then again, if Trump gets in office, he's going to partner with him and start a war with everybody else. What are we going to have to, like, attack China? Because if they pull out their money, we're fucked. And I'm going to stop talking about that aspect of it right there because I'm about to get out of my depth. So, man, yeah, just as horrible as this has been, I think, you know, at least at my level, financially and, I don't know, socially or whatever, at my level of importance, it's probably not going to really affect me either way. And this is, it'll be a fun experiment to see what happens in 4 years, no matter what. Like, I'd almost want to see him win just to see what happens in 4 years. Because, man, that could be wild with Republicans trying to pick somebody else for the ticket. He switches to another party. You know the liberals won't take him. He'll have to, like, invent one. Or maybe the Tea Party will have to come back. Like, crazy. And it's just, this is insane. Everything's turning into reality show in America. It'd be great if just all cable, all TV, everything just stopped. Legalize all drugs. And let's go. Oh, so since we're talking political, my platform for president, because I figure, Mamaholics, I know you guys are all saying, well, James, if you're so smart and you have all these wonderful ideas, all these wonderful things to say, why don't you run for president? First of all, I'm almost old enough. Second of all, I have a felony. So, yeah, it kind of ends at second of all. But if I didn't have a felony, this is how we're going to fix this country. All right. So, first step, free vasectomies, free tubes tied, period. Because we have way too many people in this fucking country. We need to start tuning it way down. So, you know what? Go out and get snipped immediately, as soon as you turn 18. The second you turn 18, go right to the free clinic. Hey, doc, want a vasectomy? Free and cheap. And we'll have like what's it called? When you reverse a vasectomy, reversectomy? No, that was horrible, James. You're better than that. Don't do it right now. Don't bore these people. All right, back at it. yeah, so we'll do a reversal for like $50. Or if you want, and if you don't want to ever do the reversal, you know, fucking fill up a couple cups, throw them in the freezer, you know, have some dedicated sites. James, how are you going to pay for this? Well, I'm going to get to that, and that solves our second problem in this country, guns. This is how we pay for the free vasectomies and tubes tying in the sperm banks with the storage of the spisms. Guess what? Gun regulations, we're changing them. You do have to pass a mental health test. I'm sorry. But if you're Asperger's as fuck, you do not need a weapon. You get a baseball bat. That's it. And cops, you get tasers. That's it. Till you pass some fucking check. Everybody has to pass checks. Everybody, you want a gun, you pass a check. Mental health check. Now, if you want a handgun, and this is just for civilians. Actually, I don't think the cops will take them. I don't know. That part needs to be worked out. But, so, God damn it. If you want a pistol, any type of handgun, that's fine. You know, you do your background check. We're going to close the loophole on gun shows. Do your background check. You pass your background check. You got to take a class. You know, 30-minute class. This is how you, you know, aim, safety, eject the cartridge, reload, clean, disassemble, reassemble. But handgun safety. Just making sure that you know how to use your handgun. 30-minute, you know, maybe an hour. All right? And who do we have teaching the classes? Vets. We put our veterans to work. Because our veterans are out there. We have so many veterans in this country that don't have jobs. And not all of them, you know, are truly suffering from PTSD. Some of them are just coming back and they're just trying hard to fit in. So we let them teach these classes. A couple of classes a day. Pay them a little bit to help them out. Give them some supplemental income to whatever else they got coming in. All right, they're familiar with weapons. They know how to do this. No big deal. You want a rifle, hunting rifle, shotgun, anything like that, you take another test and another class. Same thing. Cleaning, safety, reloading, unloading, storage. Basics. Okay? That's it. Just, you know, make sure you know how to hold it upright so you don't blow out your shoulder or anything like that. Automatic weapons. Now this is where, because I know some people right now are going, oh, no, this is all great. Yeah, we really like this. Yay. Now, and some of you are really pissed at me. Now, here's where a lot of you are going to flip around. Like, the pissed people are about to be like, oh, okay. And the happy people are about to be like, wait a minute. All right. Take a test. Little class for a pistol. Test. Different class for the rifle and shotgun. And there are no regulations on weapons now. So that's what you do for every class of weapon. If you want an automatic assault rifle, semi-automatic, if you want any type of assault rifle, submachine gun, large, take a test. Prove that you, obviously that class will probably be a little bit longer. Maybe the test a little bit more stringent. But just, hey, man, show me your, if you're responsible with this, show me you're responsible with it. Cool, man, have at it. You want to get a fucking RPG? Flamethrower? You want to get a fucking tank? If you can afford to buy an army surplus tank, and you can take the classes. That one might be a little bit longer than a couple hours. That could be like, you might have to set aside a couple of weekends. But if you can fucking afford it, so say if Leonardo DiCaprio wants to buy a fucking tank to drive around one of his huge compounds somewhere, okay, take the test. If you're responsible enough for a fucking tank, be responsible enough for a tank. Take all the restrictions off. You know, you have to pay for the classes. We're not going to, you know, rape your arm and leg. We'll have some sort of, make it a federal regulation, so we'll make it one fair price across the board, all over the country. So it's like, no, you can't gouge up. You don't, everybody gets the exact same teaching. You pay the exact same price. Do the exact same thing. Like, we're going to make this as fair as possible right across the board. No regulations. All you have to, or no, I shouldn't say no regulations because these are all regulations. I guess no restriction on gun size as long as you can pass the test. But you know what I'm saying? Just, and I know that some of you are upset about that, but look, the guns are out there. We're not going to get them back. And to people that have guns, you know what? Super. If you're responsible with it, great. Not everybody is. You know, even if it's just about trying to teach people how to make sure your guns don't get stolen. You know, proper storage, proper safety. You know, enough so toddlers can't do it. Let's just take out some of the accidents, cut it down. You get to keep your guns. And if you're fucking responsible, you get bigger guns. Work hard and go buy the biggest fucking gun you want. As long as you can pass the test and show that you're not going to fucking start sniping people from the interstate. Let's give it a shot. Okay? And like I said, let's employ some of our veterans. Employ some Vietnam vets, guys that, you know, are struggling, looking for work, good guys, smart. They got a skill set. Their skill set is weaponry. They're vets. They're Army, Marine, Air Force, whatever, Navy. get some old SEALs who don't want to do private security work. You know, get some old SEALs who, you know, maybe saved up some money. Now they just want a nice quiet life. Pop into the city 4 or 5 hours a day. Teach three quick classes. Hey, guys, this is a gun. Take it apart like this. Put it back together like this. Make sure this is pointed this way. Don't point this at your face. Click, click, bang, bang, go, go. And then, you know, and then that gives them the opportunity. They meet people and they're like, oh, you know, if people want to buy private lessons, shooting lessons, things like that, gives them opportunity for extra income. Use the income that we make from that to pay them. Also to pay for the free vasectomies to control the population. And even more money into the country, the old coffers there to help balance out this national deficit. Guess what else is legal? Drugs. All of them. Every fucking one of them. We're going to open up the floodgates. Just tax them. Tax the shit out of them. Tax them regularly. Weed, mushrooms. They're safer than fucking cigarettes and alcohol. And, you know, maybe heroin, cocaine. Those might be a little extreme. But regulate them. Let them into the country. You know, control the strength. Control the cutters that are in there. All those people are dying because they're cutting heroin with, like, elephant tranquilizer, not telling people they're doing too much stopping their heart. And that shit. You know, if somebody starts having a problem, just put them in a methadone clinic. Tax the shit out of all drugs and just let them fucking roam. And another thing that I'm going to institute nationwide, a big problem that they've been talking about, obviously, is women getting raped and shit. Sexual assault, sexual battery. Well, this is how we end that. If you happen to club somebody upside the head and you have witnesses or video or whatever and you can prove that they were taking somebody off to do something foul, no charges. You get a reward. Because there's a lot of instances, at least in some of these college parties, like the one at USC player where, like, the four guys carried the girl and she was passed out and they carried her through a party. 50 people. Hey, guys, what are you doing? Stop. If you call the cops, it's not just going to be a, hey, good job. No, you're going to be held high, put on shoulders, parades. We're going to celebrate people who start. It's not going to be just a good job high five. The people who commit the crimes, their names will never be known. We'll put them underneath jails. I'm going to institute death penalty nationwide. Federal regulation, death penalty for rapists. But you got to prove it. It's got to be proven. Because there's a, how do I say this? I'm not going to get into it, but there are some issues locally where some things were said that may or may not have been true. Most people are going with not. Wasn't there. Not going to say. My opinion, having heard multiple sides and scenarios and from people, seems a little, but again, wasn't there. That'll get worked up. Not going to talk about it. That's all the details you get, you nosy bastards. But a false accusation carries forever. My friend's dad lives up north, owns hotels, owns remodeling company, like home remodels and everything. Like, you know, successful businessman. Married somebody a lot younger than him that had two daughters. And I want to say their father was never around, and he, you know, immediately stepped in with stepfather, treated him great, put him up, you know, okay, come right in the home, loved him like they were his own. Younger one accused him of molestation, gets taken from the home, he gets separated, he's losing money on lawyers and his business. Because, I mean, he owns a hotel. So now he can either tell people that, hey, you can check into this hotel, but just so you know, I'm on charges for molesting my 12-year-old daughter. Or he can never go to his own business. Because they're going to have kids and shit. That, you know, families come through here. It's not like, you know, even the seedy, our rate places have families in them from time to time. And it turns out it was all bullshit. It was all bullshit. Her story continuously fell apart every single time they went to talk to her about it. It changed. Nothing was consistent. But because she stuck so long with it, It was, I want to say, over a year that they were going through this. Because she knew every time she started to fuck up, she'd start crying and start, why don't you do it? You know, and you start pulling at those heartstrings. And you hate to see it in somebody so young being so manipulative, but that shit happens. It just happened again, not with somebody I know, but I read about a case where the little girl accused her dad of some shit. And, I mean, luckily that one was like, it fell apart immediately. They asked her like three questions. Nothing seemed good. So they continued to ask and everything fell apart just within moments. So, oh, and that'll be way punishable by a crime. But no, if something happened and you can prove it, then yes, absolutely. We're going to institute the death penalty. But God damn it, there's got to be proof. There's on beyond the shadow of a doubt. In the shadow of a doubt. Because if there's any doubt whatsoever, we're not doing it. We can't kill somebody. Got to make sure it's solid. But that's my platform. Legal drugs is the main part of it. Free sterilization, $50 reversals, population control. Gun regulations, pshaw. If you're not crazy and if you can afford the class, you buy whatever kind of fucking gun you want. Snitching will be welcome. Because, look, we can't have this happen again. Like, this would be the perfect time. If you believe in heaven and hell, God and Satan, this is the perfect time for Satan to come up on Earth. Because he's sitting there watching Earth like, man, you guys let it get this far with nobody paying it. Like, was nobody watching anything? Were you guys not paying attention? Did you fall asleep? They're asleep at the wheel. They're distracted by the fucking pretty things on TV. And that's it. That's how the world ends. That's how Satan comes to Earth and starts the, what is that? That's not the rapture. I don't know, whatever that hell in our apocalypse, Armageddon. Hold on. Oh, a little burpage there. Oh, man. So if you guys are willing to come see me, you should really come see me soon. You can hear me ramble about shit like that. I actually don't ramble about shit like this on stage. It's horrible. I don't do a lot of politics. I did about a month and a half or so ago, I was doing a show in Brooksville, which for those of you that don't know, they're not known for their brown people. We'll say it like that. Make that implication. Implication. But I go out there, and most of the crowd was shockingly like younger than me. They all looked to be late 20s, early 30s, you know. I'm a little bit older. I'm in my later mid 30s. But so I thought, I'm like, oh, okay, like they're about my age group, and I want to do a joke where it's like, I want to see Trump elected so I can see a presidential assassination. And like the whole lead up to the punch, I'm like, they're acting kind of weird. Then I hit the punch and I didn't think I was going to make it out of there alive. My life, oh man. I was like, oh, this is dangerous. So I don't do a lot of political jokes. I just don't. Like, I think the one that I'm maybe doing the most right now is I want to see a gay president. But other than that, that's what we're going to see in 4 years. No matter what happens, the right is going to go so far and so opposite of Donald Trump that we're going to have a gay Republican candidate in 4 years. And he is going to be fabulous. Oh, my God. That would be hysterical. God, Milo Yiannopoulos would have a fucking field day. His fame would never be better. That would be interesting, though. I mean, what are we going to see in 4 years? And if her health wasn't that good, if Hillary, because, again, according to the debates, if you're scoring like a major fight, big fight, she's ahead on points. She got ahead on points, not by much, but right now, it is a unanimous decision. No, it's a split decision, 2-1 split decision. And I just, but anyway, what I was saying, her health. So a couple weeks ago, her health, or a couple months ago, you know, she got hot, had to leave the 9/11 ceremony, and you know, her health has been a question. Dr. Drew supposedly got fired for questioning her health on the air. So in 4 years, how is she going to be holding up? Because you saw what 8 years did to Obama. Shit, you saw what 4 years did to Obama. If you guys don't know what that does, Google, you know, Barack Obama before and after. Like, that's really all you have to Google. Being the president ages a person horribly. Like, it's rough. So you got to imagine, she's already not doing great. She's already a bit older. You know, she's already had some health issues. Somebody was saying, oh, I wish I was smart enough to remember things, but I was, like, half paying attention at my meaningless fucking day job. But somebody was saying, like, some of the things that she was doing showed symptoms of more dangerous illnesses and more serious things. And so you got to imagine, like, in 4 years, she might not be able to run again. It just might not be the best decision for her. You know, I didn't think about that, but the party could pull it out if she isn't doing good health-wise and she refuses to pull herself out. I wonder then the Democrats pull in somebody else and try to take somebody else up there. That would be super interesting. I said, we'll see, man. We'll see in 4 years. I mean, shit, in 4 weeks. A couple months. Ugh. It's insane. Folks, we are on the brink of an apocalypse. The brink of World War III. Or dawning of a new era. Peace, prosperity, equality for all. I doubt it. Still a lot of dickheads out there. Don't like the extreme far left, the white crybabies who cry about the wrong shit. Which, that hurts the Republicans and the Democrats, is that for some reason, people always want to listen to the craziest members of each. Every group has that, though. Gay people, straight, black, white, women, men. Everybody has that part of your group that just, they're so far out there, you're like, dude, bring it in. I think we talked about that last week with Amelia Ruse. Which, if you guys heard, definitely check that back out. So this is just a crazy election cycle. We'll see how this goes. You know what? Maybe you guys write your congressman, see if they can repeal the No Felonies for President Act. And if they can, I'll run for president in 4 years. I mean, Donald Trump got there. Hell, who knows? Maybe I'll fall into a monkey cage, somehow manage to escape, get a little bit of fame, and run for president. I could definitely see something like that working. After Trump getting there, man, if people know your name, I feel like you could fucking do it. That's it. Like, that's the only requirement anymore to run for president is just, do people recognize your name? And then if they recognize your name, you can at least get your voice heard. And you have the possibility. Like, that's how ridiculous our whole election cycle has become. Our democracy, our country, our government, whatever aspect you want to call it. So, good luck with that. Hopefully, we'll be here in 4 years to talk about it. Hopefully, we're not speaking Russian, or I'm not putting out, you know, an underground podcast. Like Christian Slater and Turn Up the Volume. He was a pirate radio host. That's what I'll do. I'll be a pirate radio host, mobile station, underground, broadcasting waves to the freedom fighters. Rise up against our evil dictator, Lord Trump. As Lord Trump controls North America, South America, Lord Putin dictates Europe and Africa. We split most of Asia. I think we still get to keep Hawaii, though. We'll give them Alaska. We'll take Hawaii, the Philippines, Thailand. That'll make getting ladyboys over here easier for Mr. Trump. That's right. Lord Trump loves his Thai ladyboys. Ladies and gentlemen, somebody gonna get sued. So that was my mom's favorite podcast. All right. Political edition. How about that? Now, we're going to do the Netflix Pearls because I promise you Netflix Pearls, as always. And I had one for you. And, of course, I can't find it because I lost it because I'm not bright. God damn it. Oh, Slasher. Slasher was a TV show. It's kind of horror-ish. And it is... this girl goes back to, like, her hometown where there's a murder earlier involving her family, and she's got a new boyfriend. But, like, first night, she starts getting tormented by what appears to be a copycat, but Izzy. And it's not It's not Stranger Things. I mean, it's kind of like that old toss back to, you know, it's more like 90s horror and suspense than 80s, which I still got to finish Stranger Things. And I really need to finish that. I have so many things on my fucking list on Netflix that it's ridiculous. I've got to see, like, I've just got so many movies, so many specials. But yeah, so check out Slasher. If you really, you know, love those 90 horror things, it was pretty good. You know, and it's hour-long TV show, so I think there's two seasons on there. But it gives you some time to, you know, catch up and look at it and have fun with it. It'll be all good. So check that out, Slash. Let me see. Let's see if I can pull up how many seasons it is. Okay, so there's only one season. I thought there was more on there. But there's only one season. It's 8 episodes. So check that out. It's, you know, quick, fun, 8 hours of your day. Spread it out however you want. Binge it all at once. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. And then just, see, I fucked up, guys. I've been watching Luke Cage. And if you don't know about Luke Cage, I really shouldn't be a Netflix pearl. You should know about Luke Cage. You should have watched Jessica Jones. You should have watched Daredevil. You should be watching Luke Cage. You should definitely watch Punisher when that comes out. You should definitely watch Jessica Jones season 2. Take or leave Iron Fist. There's going to be a lot of references, but I'm just not. I don't really like Iron Fist, so I'm going to leave Iron Fist. I'm gonna leave him for y'all. But Luke Cage is phenomenal. You guys should definitely be watching that. I've been spacing that out, watching it with my daughter. Oh, excuse me. And between that and now Supernatural season 11, which, look, guys, I know what you're saying right now. James, you're a big, strong man. Why do you watch Supernatural? You know what? My daughter got me into it a couple years ago. I wanted her to watch a comedy special with me because she likes comedy. She wanted me to watch this. We made a deal. I do the first episode of Supernatural. She watches the special with me. So we did it. And I actually was like, okay, that was kind of entertaining. And I continued to watch and it was good. I like it. I mean, it's not... I like the show because they don't take themselves super seriously. They still have a lot of fun with it. Every once in a while you get like... I'm in season 11 right now, the season that just got put on Netflix. I think they're actually showing 12 on TV, but season 11 on Netflix. I just watched an episode where the whole thing was shot from inside their car. Like, there's the Impala, so if you watch the show, there's this Impala that goes with them throughout the whole season. It's the baby, it's the car. But there's an episode where they shoot the whole episode from inside, and it's really well done. You know, and a lot of the show, if you watch it, is a lot of them driving around anyway. You know, they drive to different cities to invest. What Supernatural is, if you don't know, two brothers investigating supernatural occurrences. They're hunters. They kill vampires, werewolves, djinn, which are, you know, genies, kind of. It's a bit different setup. All these things are real. There's ghouls, there's goblins, there's witches, there's demons, angels. It's too intricate to explain. But they do a lot of tongue-in-cheek stuff. They do inside jokes. There's one episode where they get sent to an alternate dimension, which I think only happens at once. But basically they get sent to, quote-unquote, the real world. So they're on the set of a show called Supernatural. And they're talking, you know, and they're talking to McGee and Bobby Singer, Robert Singer, who's one of the producers. And, you know, they'd make a joke because he had named a character after himself. But it was only supposed to be a character in one, maybe two episodes, and they ended up having him for season, like a major figure for a bunch of seasons. So, like, when this episode, they're like, wait, your name's Robert Singer, and the character's Bobby what kind of a douchebag names a character after? You know, so, I mean, just a lot of tongue-in-cheek stuff, a lot of really good, they don't take themselves too seriously. Every once in a while, they just give you a really outrageous episode, or a couple seasons ago, there was the episode where a girl, her boyfriend, and his roommate, you know, one of them gets bit by a werewolf, and it's all kind of like found footage of them going through things and learning and figuring everything out. So a lot of people dog the show, and maybe rightfully so. It's campy, but it's fun nonetheless. So I've been getting into that, and I've been failing you, Mamaholics. I got into my show, and I just haven't been watching the new stuff for you. I'm sorry. I'll make it up for you, though. I'll get into it and I'll try to watch a couple of movies for you so that next week when we come back, I'll have a guest. So you won't have to listen to just me, and I'll have a bunch of movies for you. I'll try to do at least two or three throughout the week, like full length features. I'm trying not to pick up any more new TV shows. I can't. I can't. I'm so involved in so many that are not ending anytime soon. So I'm not picking up any new shows. Whatever I have now, that's what I have until everything I watch now is done. However long that takes, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, when every show that I'm involved with right now is absolutely finished, then I'll start looking at new TV shows to watch. Until then, though, I got to call it quits. It's the only way I can manage my habit. That's why I quit drinking, because I have an addictive personality. My dates. You know what? Last time I did a solo podcast, I gave you guys the sponsors that I don't have, but I would like. So I'm going to give you some more sponsors. Now, last time I wanted to get sponsored either by Red Bull, or if Red Bull is unavailable, Monster Energy drinks. Because I drink so many a day. I think it's pronounced science or science maybe. But it's like the MMA and athletic gear, XYIance. And they have an energy drink. Mango, orange, I think is the flavor that my work carries. And it's good. I like it. Not too high, not too low. But that's the only place I see it. I don't see it out in stores, so I don't know what's up. But so now, XYIance, Zyance, science, whatever you want to call yourselves, you let me know. You send me a case. I'll plug you every show. That's all I want. Just send me like a case every like 2 or 3 months. Every 2 or 3 months, send me a case, and you will get plugs at the beginning, middle, end of every episode. You can send me a copy. I'll do whatever you want. I'm just so desperate. And if you want to give me money, that's cool too. Buy a new laptop. That's not a piece of shit. And of course, last time I also said I wanted to be sponsored by disposable flushable wipes. I don't think I picked a company, so I will pick a company this time. I'm going with Cottonelle. I use Angel Soft toilet paper just because they are a bit softer, and I like to treat my bum hole with a little bit of respect. Plus, my daughter's pretty much living with me now, and I want to make sure that her parts are, you know, so she doesn't have to use as much too. I think it's just nice. It's a gentleman. I'm dating a girl. She comes over all the time. It's just a good thing to have nice toilet paper around for the ladies in your life. And, excuse me. Sorry, I didn't want to burp into the microphone. So, Cottonelle, flushable wipes. And you know what? Since I've mentioned you, Angel Soft, you right there too, baby. Angel Soft toilet paper, Cottonelle disposable flushable wipes. If either one of you guys want to sponsor me, same deal, man. Except with you guys, you could probably send me a case like a year. And, you know, before, during, after. Just let me know. And if you want to give me some money, buy some new equipment, some new mic cords, maybe some new software. Yeah, let me know. I'll definitely do that. Read whatever you want me to fucking read. I don't have a lot of pride, so let's do it. XYI, and since I don't see you around everywhere for the energy drink part, I'm gonna tag you in the description of the podcast too. And I'm basically telling myself this when I listen to it next week right before, because I won't remember shit. I won't remember anything. You guys know me better than that. I'm so fucking stupid. And you know what? Since I'm asking for stuff and I'm asking for sponsors, BMW, if you want to sponsor me, I'm not even going to ask you for a car. I'm going to ask you for BMW floor mats. So I'm going to get 2 floor mats, preferably with a little hole like in the bottom, because my car has one of them little hooks to help keep it, you know, in place. I kept wanting to say in space. That doesn't make sense. James, tighten the fuck up. Breathe in. And out. And you're good. Okay. So yeah, I wish I could remember the name of that's on my yoga mat. That's right, Mamaholics. I do yoga. I've really been enjoying it. So any yoga studios out there in Clearwater, the one I go to, I'm not going to tell you the one I go to, but whoever wants, if anybody out there is listening, if anybody wants to sponsor me, just give me a yoga class, 1 free yoga class a week. That's all I want. And you'll get before, during, and after. That's all I want. Just give me a yoga class. I do love yoga. I can't wait till I'm actually good at it. I did bust my ass last week. It was kind of embarrassing because we were doing like a laying side pose. Like our legs were eagled. We're on our sides, on our elbow. And you reach up and you arch and try to keep your hips straight. And for some reason, even though I'm right-handed, when I was facing my right with my left arm down, everything was fine. and I could do it, and I stretched, and I kept my balance, and it was good. But then when we switch, I don't know if I didn't have the same position. My legs eagled, basically twisted up like a pretzel, and then I went to reach with my left hand up, and just nope. And this time, the whole class, like, I was facing the wall. The whole class is facing me, and I just thump. I'm just like, oh, that's so embarrassing. This time, though, there's just mostly dudes by me, so I was like, all right, bros understand, hopefully. Bros understand bros. And so Yoga Studios, if you want to sponsor me, anyone out there, Cottonelle, Flushable Wipes, Angel Soft Toilet Paper, XYIants, Zions, Science, Energy Drinks, I will gladly take any of your products to sponsor the shit out of you. And a little bit of money, if you want. No requirement on the money. I understand times are tough all over nowadays. They are. I got you, though. So let me know what's up. Now, you guys, for sticking with me for this long, you get my dates. Yes. My dates are as follows. You guys are going to miss my Orlando show, but I'll tell you how that went next week, probably. I'm really excited about that. It's going to be my first time doing that long in a major club, even if it's not for, you know, like a nationally touring headliner. It's for my friend Mary. She's still incredibly funny. Really good people. So grateful that she not only put me on, but she's given me the chance to do 25 minutes to feature for. And again, it's in the Improv. So I'm really excited about that. I'm going to have to do some stage time Saturday just to make sure I'm okay. Got to get ready. So that'll be a lot of fun. You guys are going to miss that, but I'll tell you how it went. What you guys can still make is on the 29th, I'll be at R Beach in Hernando Beach, Florida. The show starts at 7:30. I'll be there with Steve Eric. And, Oh, thank God. I thought the computer was going to do it again. Mahalik. Sorry about that. I'll be there with Steve Eric and the very funny Mike Rivera, who was recently voted one of the funniest teachers, or the funniest teacher in America. I want to say it was like 2-3 years ago. So recently, very funny guy. Definitely come check it out. Then on the 31st, on Halloween evening, I will be at the Dunedin Brewery in Dunedin, Florida. There's a storyteller show, and the theme is going to be scary. And my scary story is going to be about the night that I was scared that I danced with a 6'7" drag queen, and then apparently two girls were scared that I was a serial killer. It doesn't sound like it's a smooth transition in the night, but one led right into the other. I promise. It was so weird. Overall, just a really interesting night. It's more of a funny story than it really sounds like. So definitely, if you're in the area, come check that out. Halloween, that starts at 8:30. And then November 17th, I'll be back in Tampa at the Tampa Improv. I'm doing a guest set with my buddy Steve Laszlo, some very funny friends. I forget who else is on that show, damn it. I got to get that information. I'll have it for you next week, Mamaholics. And that'll be a very, very funny show, so definitely come check that out. And then just keep listening to the podcast, guys. You know the deal. Every Wednesday you get this. HMB Radio Network, my mom's favorite podcast. Like the page, my mom's favorite podcast page on Facebook. Tell your friends, tell your family. Listen, laugh, share. If you like what you hear, great. Let me know. If you don't like what you hear, that's fine. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. Still, let us know. We have a call-in line. You can leave a voicemail. 813-693-2124. Send a text message. Give a message to my mom's favorite podcast. Facebook page on Facebook. I'm James Bailey. Haha. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And as always, guys, call your mama. She misses you. She works.
Stay sky high, fly with the stars, G4 flights, 80 grand large. Ballin'. So we lean with it, pop Bank with it, vertical Jones, mean with the top missing. I'm sitting clean with the bottom kidding. I hopped out saggy jeans and my rock glisten. But I spent about 8 grand, mommy on stage, doing the ring dance. She let it hit the floor, made it pop, got my pedal to the floor screaming. Outside.
tonight could be gone tomorrow. So I speed through life like it's no tomorrow. 100 G's worth of ice on an Audemars. And we in the street life till they call up. I made the whip get naked while I switch gears, looking at the bracelet. Step out, show me what you all about. Flashbacks the last night of me balling out. 1 a.m. we was at the club. 2 a.m. 10 bottles of bar. And by 3 sun, I was thinking about grub. So I stumbled to the through the drinks and the twisted.
We fly high, no lie.
I got money on my mind, man. We just talking to you. I hope you hear me. Eastside, Mr. New York City. Always doing action. I got a movie. I'm in the coupe relaxing. You see the roof collapsing. I got my paper up, although I'm still. Hear the scar fearing, foreign car steering. 60,000 par wearing, just be the trial hearing. You should catch me walking cocky.